Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you.
Welcome back to our official
comeback
of Messed Up With Moment. We're actually starting a new series, guys. This is our car series, and we're so excited to take you guys on this journey with us, and we missed you guys.
We truly did. So it's been a long time coming. I feel like we really wanted to come back, but every single time we wanted to come back, life really happened. Actually,
it's been a few crazy months, and this past year has been
super busy. I think it was just super busy and constantly being preoccupied with a million things. So we weren't gonna give it our all, and Hafsa always wanted to come back, but I always pulled back. So. I really want to commit to this.
Yeah, our time just never clicked back where we were at home together in COVID when it happened and it started, and we had time on our hands. But now I think being back in school and
back at work and just person, kind of there's some sort of normalcy right now. So
so now we're finally doing this and we're back, and it just feels great.
Alhamdulillah.
So we're gonna kind of talk through everything we've done. And
I'll what do we're a little doing catch now. Up.
Yeah. So how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, actually. So we actually both graduated.
We did.
Alhamdulillah.
That was something big. I think for the both of us.
Exactly. I graduated during COVID and didn't really have a ceremony, and it was just like the weirdest kind of experience. And then, alhamdulillah, a year later, we were able to graduate again in person. So that was so nice.
That was awesome, actually. Like, and I'm glad all some colleges who did do that, like,
actually did it. Yeah. And kind of used our money back, because it was just like, it just felt like a slap in the face. But obviously COVID happened and it was quite a scary time that we were in. So
yeah,
very understandable.
And
graduated.
Yes, I did. Finally done with school, which kind of feels weird because I was looking forward to it, and then that it happened, I don't know, it's not what I expected.
But I feel like it didn't hit you yet.
I don't think so, but because, like, speaking for the both of us, I feel like we're always busy and we like that.
Exactly.
So not having to be
as busy
and like in school or like hustling two things,
like,
at once.
Come September, like, it'll feel normal again. But right now, just because you just finished school and I also finished school and teaching for the year, it feels like we just have a lot of free time, so we just feel like we're in a rut. But we're not really in a rut. It's just our actual break that we're supposed to be taking.
Yeah, I guess. So, but I feel like with the break, like, we're so used to like the break being whether a week or whatever, like even the weekend, like we don't even take that as a break because how much work we gotta catch up on to get to the next week.
Exactly.
And now that I don't have that much work to actually get done, and I have so much free time on my hands, even when I have things to do, like there's just so much time of the day now.
Exactly.
Which is nice.
I think honestly it's just really planning out how we want the summer to look like, and
for sure
actually planning out how we want our weeks to look like, because it will finish before we know it, and if we're not productive or eventful at all, we will feel it in September where we're like, wow, we really wasted 2 months, because when you're a teacher you really get 2 months off during the year, so
which is very much needed when you're dealing with
kids. Very much needed. And trust me when I tell you, this year has been nothing but easy. It's been just like the most challenging yet rewarding yet challenging year I've ever had to experience
in my
entire
life.
It's been a journey. It's been an experience. I definitely can like put that experience under my belt. But when I tell you, I really thought I wasn't going to be able to come out alive out of the school year. It was just intense.
You're here.
There was just a lot to learn.
There's a lot taken, honestly. And we actually talked about something where we like talk about what's happening in the moment, like when we're struggling or when there's something that comes out of nowhere and like it catches you off guard.
Mm-hmm.
And like we're like, I can't do this, I can't take this, like it's a lot to cope with at the moment. And then now that the year is over, we're graduated, we're done with work or whatever it is, we're like, wow, that happened, like it's over, it's done.
Like I just finished school a couple of days ago and all I'm thinking was, oh my god, I thought this year was never gonna end, and now that it ended, I'm like, it's actually over. Like, I just can't help but not think about it anymore, and it's just done. But come January, I really thought I just needed to drop everything and just do something else because I just thought that the year was not going to end. And maybe even find a new career. It was just, like, insane to think that the year felt like it was never ending. And now that we're in the end of the school year, I'm like,
it's like everything's fine.
Over. That's it. Khalas. So it's like, so interesting
to be thankful and always saying alhamdulillah, 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 because it could have been 10 times worse.
And oh yeah,
like, you know, always what is it, like, grounding yourself.
Oh yeah.
And
and finding people who are experiencing the same thing, and
which, like, is actually you. Insane because I feel like this year every time we had spoken to someone, they were going through the same thing, whether it be their career, their relationship, their, like, there was always someone out there that's struggling probably even more than us.
And it was, like, kind of like a copy and paste type of situation.
Yes.
Like, on some sort of this, it was on the same level, really. And
as much,
like,
as it was sad,
how is that possible? I'm, like, talking to a friend who I haven't caught up with in, like, 2 years, and we can relate to the same exact scenarios in our lives, even though our careers are different or our lives are so different, but we can still relate to each other so much. And I just found that insane this year.
Yeah. And, like, even if we weren't doing anything, like you said, nothing the same, and, like, completely different routes, completely different everything, we were still going through the same exact thing. And, like, we were so over at some point. Like, it was kind of sad, like, seeing that every time you spoke into a person, they were kind of like, yeah, I'm going through the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. Like, I want to quit. I'm over this. And, like, you're like, okay, I don't know how I should feel about this. But
exactly.
Then you're kind of like, okay, so I'm not crazy. Everyone else is going through this.
I think it justifies your feelings, and it makes you feel like you're definitely not alone, which is good, honestly. Like, that, I think that's what kept me going for the longest time this year, where
that you're not alone.
I was constantly relating to somebody on some sort of level. And that's what really was like, okay, Sophia, don't get it together, because obviously you cannot just completely neglect those feelings that you're feeling. But also, hey, if you're experiencing this and other people are experiencing this, maybe it will end eventually. And there is truly a light at the end of the tunnel. And, like, it was so hard for somebody to tell me that in January, or even in December, or even, like, in March. Like,
and we didn't want to hear it. I'll tell you that. We didn't want to hear it.
For sure. I definitely did not want to hear there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm like, you're definitely not experiencing the same thing I'm experiencing, so I need you to stop, and you can't relate to me. And I was being so stubborn about it. But now that come June, I'm so shocked that the year's over, and it really finished. But I don't know why I was being so stubborn during those specific experiences in my life this year, where I'm like, whoa, what is going on this year? When is this gonna end? And I was trying to hurry the process, just like they tell you all the time. You really cannot skip a step in the process. You have to if you want to go to the fifth floor, you have to go on the staircase, and you have to climb up from the first floor all the way to the fifth floor. And even if you're gonna take the elevator, you still have to get into an elevator to go all the way up to the fifth floor.
There's
no cutting corners when it comes to stuff like this. So it's so interesting,
which is good, because you learn it the hard way, and everyone's going through the same steps as you. So, like,
oh yeah,
unless, you know, there are some loopholes that some people end up going through and somehow get away with stuff.
Yeah, but I really,
which kind of pisses
that
us off as well.
But
also, they get their way.
But I really,
you're like,
think,
I worked so hard for this, and they just kind of slide by, and, like, you're at the same level. But that's
really
a topic for another day.
And that is true. But I really think that everybody is in some sort of chapter in their lives, and if you're experiencing something, for example, in chapter 1, they're experiencing it in chapter 30. So, like,
it catches
up to
everyone.
Yeah, you can't compare what you're doing in your life compared to somebody else. And you really can't compare how come I'm going through this right now and this other person never experienced something like that. And it could be something as simple as, like, I don't know, dealing with something at your job. And you're like, this person at my job never experienced something like this. And how is that possible?
I think traumas, but...
No, it's definitely... I don't think it's traumas. It's really just experiences
probably,
and just, like, life lessons. Because if you put traumas there, it sounds like
word. No, wrong wording. Sorry.
No, but, like, I mean, it can be a trauma for somebody.
Yeah.
But I would just definitely say life lessons.
Honestly, I think looking at it from a positive view, as in we're learning from it. And, oh, I read this thing that stuck with me, and I'm obsessed with it. Like, I would literally go back and read it every day. Life is not happening to you. It's happening for you.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I read that, and I was like, this is
speaking
it.
To me.
Like, and subhanAllah, like, you ever have like a quote or like a dua or something that just pops up when you need it the most?
Oh my god, this year more than ever, obviously Instagram and algorithm and people like listening to our conversations without us knowing and
little
just
spies.
Like you thinking something and then seeing it obviously on ads and whatever, that's one thing. But this year for me was like dawah coming straight to my page. I don't know how these like quotes are finding me. I don't know how these ayahs
are
finding me.
It's Allah literally sending you messages.
But straight up, that was Allah's doing. But something said, something within the lines, Allah already has everything written for you and everything's already planned out. So you need to unrush yourself. Like whatever you're anxious about, like in whatever you're kind of thinking about or whatever, Allah already wrote the solution for it. You just need to relax.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but what do you mean? You know? So I really...
That's not in our, like, in our nature to calm down and relax. We're New Yorkers. We're hustlers.
No, but not I really think that. Like, for example, for me, I really, like, my ethic in life and my philosophies, if I'm studying for a test, I need to make sure I'm studying, I'm putting in the work, I'm putting in the hours, and then I'm like, okay, you know what, I'm going to do well. Or if I'm training for something, I'm running all these miles because I know I'm putting in all this effort for an end goal. But
we're the opposite. I go to sleep and make diet.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we're like polar opposites when it comes to this. So I feel like I always feel the need to be putting in all the effort, so I can't blame myself if it doesn't go my way. So it's, I mean... I think that's really how I am, and I definitely need to work on that because if I don't see the outcome to all my effort, I start freaking out like, did I do something wrong or did I not put in enough work or something? And it can also just mean qadar. So it's, I can't control qadar, but dua can.
Yeah.
So I see like your way definitely can work compared to mine.
I think mentally it's
taxing.
I feel like I don't like stressing myself when it comes to things that like I know I'm not gonna say even if I do the effort it's not gonna work out for me, but like I'm just like, let me take it easy and then stress when I need to stress.
Or stress on things that deserve the stress.
Yeah.
Like you're not
like I'm not gonna pre-stress and then post-stress and then
mid-stress.
Yeah, like I feel like that's too much for me to handle. Like, oh, I'm good, I'm chilling.
I think it's a lot for anybody, to be honest. So I think when they say let go and let God, you're putting in all that you can, but Allah got it. Like, relax.
Yeah.
So.
I think, subhanAllah, we only learn that Allah got it in the hard lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And I also learned something, like, when I was making dua for something specifically and I got it, like, you know what? Like, it hit me, like, for the first time this year when I, like, made dua, like, I poured my heart into this one specific dua and I got it. My, like, before I even reacted, it was like, wow, like, Allah does really got it. Like, we just have to really show him and, like, make sure that he knows that you believe that he got you.
I know.
So like, that was, like, I don't know. It was really, really awesome
that. I experienced it a couple weeks ago. I was running a race, and it was a big race, and I was really looking forward to this race. And mind you, I tried something new on the race day. It was basically a salt pill, so it's supposed to help you when you're running. Anyway, obviously don't try anything new on a race day, but I took that salt pill and I don't know where it ended up in my system, but it was so painful for my first 3 miles. Like, I was like, do I quit? Do I cry? Do I go to the emergency room? What do I do? And I started begging Allah like there was no tomorrow. Like, it sounds very excessive and very extra, or I don't know what you can call it, but I just felt like I was talking to Allah and I was just like, I was speaking to him.
I need you.
I need you right now. I promise you, I'm going to do better in my life. And it was kind of like a spiritual thing with Rabbina. Like,
it's
I was begging.
I give you kind of thing.
I mean, I really try not to be transactional like that, but you know what I mean? I was talking to him. I was begging. I was pleading for the first 3 miles and I was struggling and I was like, oh my God. It's going away. Like, it's like Allah just understood me. He heard me and he was like, okay, I got you. Don't worry. And from mile 4 to mile 13, I was a beast. Like, straight up a freaking beast.
That's awesome.
And it was like, I promised Allah something, so now I can't go back on my promise because I really was like...
And you feel that guilt if you do mess up.
Exactly. So, I love experiencing these little things with Allah where I'm like, I love you. I love you. I love you. Like, I can't stop right now.
Honestly, I feel like this just ends the podcast there. I love you a lot. You got me. Alhamdulillah. No, and the fact that, like, not, like, this could probably be, like, a big thing, and it is. Like, you, like, you're in pain or whatever, and you went, like, your first, you didn't call me.
No,
you went to Allah, like, you know?
I was like, what am I going to do? I need you to save me right now, and I don't think any human can actually save me right now except you. So, doesn't mean that he's my last resort, but it just shows that where I am in my life right now, I talk to him. He's my best friend. I will talk to him about anything. Like, literally, if I had a bad coffee that day, I had bad coffee today.
Ya Rab, send me another person. Coffee.
Or Ya Rab, please make this, when I'm ordering a cup of coffee, Ya Rab, please make this a good cup of coffee, because the guy looks like he's really angry today and it looks like it's not going to taste good. It can sound very, like, very silly, but to me, it's not.
Yeah.
And
it's not silly to Allah either, because he really, like, has our back. Mm-hmm. And I think, like just like I said, like, once you believe that, once you know that, once you truly feel it, that's the only thing that matters.
That is so true.
Like we can complain to each other all day, but, like, we're just listening to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you're like, whether, like, you know, and we're never gonna get tired, we actually will get tired of each other with, like, complaining and, like, always hearing each other's nonsense. But,
or even you're gonna get tired from
complaining
and also, like, seeing that the person that you're complaining to is really not doing anything for you to benefit you in any way. So you're like, okay, well, let me talk to somebody that will actually help me
make a difference
or actually, like, change my current life situation or change what I'm doing right now to the better or to the worse, whatever you want.
Within seconds of you talking,
exactly,
it's gonna be a change. So, but we can talk for hours or whatever and zero,
and then go
change
to sleep and wake up and everything is still the same.
Mm-hmm.
So that is so true. Like, I really, there's some small experiences in my life and in the past, I want to say the past 3 years, where I'm like, wow, like, I prayed for this and I prayed 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 for this.
And now I have it.
And I see it.
Yeah.
Or, like, I always see this same quote that says, like, you are exactly where you prayed you wanted to be, like, 5 years ago.
Lahi, give me 1 second, because the psalm was, like, not a...
But it's one of those things where you think about something, or you think about your current life situation or whatever, and you're like, I cannot believe I really prayed to be here, and now I'm here, and I can't believe I'm actually here. So, it's these small, small things, and I think it goes back to being grateful for what you have and grateful 100%. For what luggage, you know?
100%.
And it could be something as simple as, it could be a simple life pleasure, like a good cup of coffee for you, and something materialistic for somebody else, or something spiritual for somebody else, actually.
Yeah.
So I really believe that life
obviously
works
for everyone differently.
Exactly.
But, like, just knowing that, like, believing that is what really makes the difference.
But I like, the root is to be grateful for what you have and what Allah has blessed you with. It could be the smallest blessing for somebody else and the hugest blessing for you.
Like always,
I'm telling you, it's a small pill that was so painful for me, but just that going down in my system and making me feel better at mile 4 compared to mile 1, 2, and 3. And God knows, I didn't know what was going to happen to me. I could have sprained my ankle in my mile 1 to 3, so Allah made me slow down. So it's these things where we're never gonna know the answer, or we're not gonna know what was gonna happen, or what could have happened.
I always think it could have been worse. It could have been worse.
Always.
After it happened,
you say that all the time,
and then I think of the, like, something bad. I think of, like, all the worst, like, situations that could have happened.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, this really could have been bad. Not that what happened wasn't bad.
We usually experience that too, where we could have went somewhere and something went wrong, or, like, I could have been on that train this morning and something happened on that train this morning. So it's like, it's really, I'm telling you, the root and the seed of everything is being grateful for what happened and how it happened, and just being thankful for that.
Yeah.
And that, that really plays a major role in your life trajectory and how you look at life.
Yeah. From the moment you wake up, like, alhamdulillah,
like, alhamdulillah for another day to try again. I don't know. I just have to sit with myself and just say, wow, alhamdulillah. But
that's that, guys. I mean, it's been a couple of months, but I promise we are back. Especially with this new series of us being in a car, we do talk a lot, and we thought we'd share a lot of that with you guys. And if you guys want to hear more,
tune in for our following episode. Thank you. Salam.